This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. I am a registered dietitian nutritionist. I'm certified dietitian nutritionist in the state of New York. I have clients and patients from not just the New York area, but all over the country. I welcome your emails for any questions, concerns, topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss here on Intelligent Medicine. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I came across this wonderful article from our friends at The Truth About Cancer. And their mission is to educate, expose, and eradicate all about cancer prevention, cancer treatments, cancer causes, the importance of nutrition, supplementation. So this is from our friends from The Truth About Cancer. And it's the 12 nutrients that help target and destroy cancer stem cells. You've heard about stem cells, right? Well, here's the reason that stem cell therapy that you've probably heard of, you get, say, a load or an injection of stem cells to help the arthritis in your knee, you know, the arthritis that may be due to the diminishing of your joint cartilage, right? But those stem cells won't necessarily go there. For example, or if you've got a rotator cuff injury, the shoulder region, that stem cells may not necessarily wind up there because stem cells are also the root of cancer. These cells have the ability to differentiate, but who is to say what they differentiate to? Now, let me get started here about the 12 nutrients and the relationship to stem cells. A lack of adequate nutrition can lead to cancer growth. We know this, right? When you're not getting enough antioxidants, for example, like vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, selenium, these are all helpful in cancer prevention. But on the other hand, the right nutrients can inhibit cancer cells from multiplying. Scientists have known for decades that cancer cells have the ability to repair themselves, multiply, differentiate, and escape normal cellular processes such as apoptosis. Apoptosis is also called cell death or cell suicide. This is a natural occurrence in our metabolism. Old cells are meant to die, and this process is called apoptosis. But with cancer cells, they don't die. They undergo a transformation and they become immortal, so to speak. Those cells don't die. They multiply. They proliferate. So, only recently, researchers have learned that cancer cells originate from stem cells. Stem cells are unspecialized cells in our body that can, given the right signaling, be transformed into any specialized cells. Stem cells can become liver cells, they can become muscle cells, cardiac cells, which is the heart muscle, nerve cells, intestinal cells, etc. Stem cells found in adults are known as adult stem cells, which normally act as a repair system for the body, constantly replenishing our body's tissues. Researchers are also beginning to understand that our diet is perhaps the greatest tool in preventing and treating cancer. Did you know that as much as 50% of cancers can be prevented simply by following the right diet? Specifically, regular consumption of freshly available, non-irradiated vegetables and fruits is associated with lower risk of many chronic diseases, including cancer. What is known as a pro-survival technique enables cancer cells to develop into the invasive and relentless disease that can wreak havoc on any tissue in our bodies. Unlike typical stem cells, cancer stem cells, they are self-sufficient, they're resistant to chemotherapy. They are resistant to chemotherapeutic drugs and treatments. They have the ability to self-renew, increase inflammation, and are not influenced by contact with other stem cells or anti-growth signals. Cancer stem cells are also sustained by angiogenesis. What is angiogenesis? This is the physiological process by which new blood cells are formed, which cancer tumors use to feed themselves nutrients and grow. This is their own blood vessel supply that is formed. This is called angiogenesis. So cancer cells are also sustained by angiogenesis, flawed cellular energy mechanisms, right? Think about a flawed cellular energy mechanism, your mitochondria. Decreased ability of mitochondria to perform at its power is often the root of many of our chronic diseases, including cancer. So, cancer stem cells sustained by angiogenesis, flawed cellular energy mechanisms, and their ability to evade normal cellular functions, such as apoptosis or cell death. Now, the phytochemicals that fight cancer, nutrient-rich plant foods typically contain phytochemicals. You listen to Intelligent Medicine podcasts, you know this. So, these phytochemicals have anti-cancer properties. Phytochemicals are chemical compounds that occur naturally in plants. Some are responsible for color, such as the deep purple of blueberries, while others are responsible for the aroma, For example, the pungent fragrance of freshly squeezed garlic. We've all smelled that, right? Phytochemicals can have specific actions on our body when we consume the plants containing them. It's estimated that there may be as many as 4,000 different phytochemicals in the plant world. Wow, 4,000. I even didn't think there were that many. Some of these phytochemicals not only target and kill cancer stem cells, but they also reverse the mechanical flaws in our body, which cancer cells thrive on. So what are the 12 nutrients to consume daily? Let's get started here. The first one is ursolic acid. Ursolic acid, that's U-R-S-O-L-I-C, acid. It's a dietary compound found in herbal medicines such as holy basil, as well as in the natural waxy coating of fruits like apples. It's also found in lavender, peppermint, thyme, and oregano. So, ursolic acid has been shown to treat cancers of the skin, breast, colon, cervix, lung, prostate, pancreas, and esophagus. Specifically, ursolic acid reduced tumor size and distant organ metastasis of colorectal cancer cells, likely by blocking the expression of proteins needed for their survival, blocking the DNA. That's the expression of proteins needed for their survival, proliferation, metastases. Researchers are aware of ursolic acid's ability to reduce inflammation-promoting enzymes, despite not having a full understanding of all biological functions which ursolic acid affects. Reducing the levels of these enzymes is critical to blocking abnormal cell cycles and preventing the expression of genes which turn off cellular apoptosis. Wow. In other words, ursolic acid increases cancer cell apoptosis, aka cell death, and prevents DNA replication, a typical characteristic of cancerous growth that would otherwise lead to metastases. So, increasing ursolic acid content of your daily nutrient intake can inhibit tumors from forming in your body. So, taking a supplement is helpful, but do use oregano, thyme, peppermint, holy basil, apples, the apple skins. Don't peel those apples, eat those skins. So what's number two? Piperine, P-I-P-E-R-I-N-E, piperine. Every year, colorectal cancer kills more than 639,000 individuals worldwide. One of the major causes likely to blame for such a high statistic is a bacterium known as H. pylori, which invades the gastrointestinal lining of more than half the world's population and is carcinogenic. You've heard of H. pylori. It's also the bacterium that can cause ulcer. Piperine, known as the king of spices, is a compound found in black pepper and can help reduce the incidence of cancers relating to the stomach and breast. Piperine has traditionally been used to treat symptoms of cold and fever. And most recently, attention has been gained for its cancer-fighting properties. Direct research suggests that piperine has anti-inflammatory effects on H. pylori-induced gastritis and may be useful in prevention of H. pylori-associated gastric cancer, stomach cancer. Piperine has also been shown to target cancer stem cells of breast tumors in testing. As a result of piperine's actions, H. pylori bacterium cannot release toxins, cause stress, raise inflammation levels, and promote cancer. The anti-mutagenic factors which piperine induces may be due to its ability to prevent proteins from binding, which would normally stimulate cancer formation. Add piperine to your daily diet by including freshly ground high-quality black pepper in your marinades, in your salad, in your sauces, dips. Black pepper is a favorite of mine. What's number three? Lycopene. It's a bioactive compound that destroys cancer cell activity. What foods? Blood oranges, watermelon, okay, pink grapefruit, tomatoes. In fact, red flesh sweet orange juice that contains high levels of beta carotene and lycopene has been shown to have potential chemo preventive effects on leukemia cells in laboratory experiments. So, how do we get more lycopene in the summer? Snack on some more watermelon. Have some grapefruit. Add some grapefruit to your yogurt in the winter. Add pulp back into your beverage after you've made a juice. And you increase the bioavailability of lycopene in your tomatoes by cooking them. making a sauce, making salsa. Lycopene's anti-cancer properties stem from its ability to increase cytotoxicity and apoptosis, which is cell death, in cancer cells. This nutrient disrupts cancer stem cells' communication signals, which helps the cancer cell to flourish and instead increases their risk of dying. Yes, you want to kill that immortality, which is the hallmark of cancer metastases. So cancers which lycopene may be effective at preventing include cervix, colon, lung, and prostate. Number four, the number four nutrient, isothiocyanates. Isothiocyanates are derived from naturally occurring sulfur-containing compounds called glucosinolates. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, wasabi, horseradish, mustard, radish, and watercress contain many types of glucosinolates, each of which forms a different isothiocyanate when hydrolyzed in the body. So think about broccoli sprouts. You've actually heard Dr. Hoffman talk at length about these glucosinolates. Three-day-old broccoli sprouts contain 10 to 100 times higher levels of sulforaphane than a mature head of broccoli. These sulforaphanes help prevent cancer by eliminating potential carcinogens and by enhancing production of so-called tumor suppressor proteins. So eat your cruciferous vegetables. Now, although boiling and microwaving these cruciferous vegetables is known to reduce the bioavailability of isothiocyanates, try to consume some raw on occasion, or steam them. I find that the best cooking method for vegetables for nutrient retention. Moving on here, let's go to number five. You've heard of this. You've all heard of this if you listen to Intelligent Medicine. Curcumin. Turmeric is a herbaceous perennial plant of the ginger family. Curcumin has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties. Curcumin prevents chronic inflammation, can decrease risk of cancer development. It's shown to target cancer cells by turning off factors which would normally suppress apoptosis, preventing angiogenesis, which supplies nutrients and blood flow to cancer cells, and inhibiting tumor invasion and metastases. The following types of cancers have been shown to be suppressed by curcumin: non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, kidney cancer, bladder, brain, ovarian, liver, lung, colorectal, cervical, breast, prostate. Let's move on to number six. EGCG, epigallocatechin 3 gallate. Epigallocatechin 3 gallate is EGCG. It's a polyphenol found in green tea, and it may be one of the most important factors in preventing cancers. EGCG and other green tea antioxidants have been found to stop cancer cells from growing, kill cancer cells, and prevent the formation and growth of new blood vessels in tumors. So drink your tea, your green tea. So going on to number seven, vitamin D3. You've heard enough about vitamin D3, but did you know that approximately 10,000 cancer cells are produced daily in your body that have the ability to invade, multiply, and spread to other areas? Vitamin D deficiency is one of the most common factors associated with the pathogenesis development of cancer. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D. What's number eight? Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural phenol produced naturally by several plants in response to injury or when under attack by bacteria or fungi. Food sources of resveratrol include the skins of grapes, blueberries, raspberries, and mulberries. While grape skins are one of the highest sources of resveratrol, it's nearly impossible to get enough of this nutrient alone through diet. So taking a resveratrol supplement is helpful. Gingerol is number 9. Ginger is number 9. It's an excellent source of the phytonutrient 6-gingerol, which reduces nitric oxide production associated with inflammation and other cellular disturbances. 6-gingerol protects against free radical damage and possesses powerful neuroprotective capabilities. To get the benefits of 6-gingerol, try sipping on ginger in your tea. Ginger is a wonderful addition to your, I like putting it in my green tea, and I steep it for about 10 minutes. It's delicious. I like a little zing added to my green tea. You can shave on vegetable dishes. You can include it in a stir fry. Okay, moving on to number 10, silymarin. This is also known as milk thistle. It's a flavonoid which protects against skin and colon cancer. It's commonly used for liver problems, for detoxification. That's what milk thistle is actually known for. So the ability of silymarin to promote oxygenation to blood cells and increase enzymatic activity of antioxidants like glutathione, superoxide dismutase, are believed to contribute to its chemotherapeutic effects. Silymarin inhibits carcinogens from accumulating in organs of the body, and that assists in detoxification, which will then, if you detoxify well, if you're a good detoxifier, you decrease your chance of cancer. Moving on to number 11, we're down to the last two, quercetin. Primary dietary sources of quercetin include citrus fruits, apples, onions, parsley, sage, tea, and red wine. So, quercetin quenches free radicals, and especially cancer-stimulating free radicals, such as reactive oxygen species. It exhibits anti-cancer properties, which improve the production of other antioxidant levels like glutathione. So, and then finally, moving on to number 12, anthocyanins. The name anthocyanin is derived from cyan in Greek, which means dark blue. The deep blue and purple colors of anthocyanins are created at the cellular level and provide sun protection for plants and us when we consume them. Think about berries, especially bilberries, blueberries, grapes, Concord grapes, red cabbage, red onions, eggplants, tea. Anthocyanins increase the function of genes which act to inhibit tumor growth pathways in cancer stem cells. Anthocyanins are also equipped to trigger apoptosis by manipulating cell signaling between cancer stem cells and tumors. They help the body to naturally heal from cancer. These dietary components have the ability to control cancer stem cells, which otherwise are uncontrollable. Anthocyanins enhance productivity of genes, which suppress tumors, induce apoptosis in colon cancer cells, and create dysfunction in leukemia cells. A handful of blueberries, blackberries, make sure you get some every day. Make sure they're organic. And one of the best ways to get anthocyanins is to make fermented sauerkraut, which with red cabbage and red onions. So make sauerkraut with red cabbage and onions. Great. You're also adding some isothiocyanates as well and other sulfur compounds that are boosting your glutathione because you're using a cruciferous vegetable like cabbage. So these are the 12 critical nutrients helpful in preventing cancer from our friends at The Truth About Cancer. These are the 12 nutrients that target and destroy cancer stem cells. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.